Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Perhaps the most evil display of deception and murder we are subjected to today are found in the new phenomenon of mass school shootings. Prior to 1999, they were practically non-existent, but today they have almost become predictable. And if you are able to examine the evidence objectively, without getting emotional, a pattern can be recognized. Former naval intelligence officer turned whistleblower Milton William Cooper wrote in his book Behold a Pale Horse, published in 1991, that the CIA was using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in order to persuade them to open fire on schoolyards, to inflame the anti-gun lobby, and do away with the Second Amendment. This probably sounds outlandishly evil, and it is, but the evidence is there. In the Columbine shootings of 1999, we are told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klybolt acted alone. The town of Columbine, Colorado, was created in 1958 for families and employees of the military-industrial complex. Eric and Dylan were arrested a year prior to the shooting and were allegedly sodomized by the arresting officer, which may sound crazy, but a local officer admitted to raping informants, which is a known method of trauma-based mind control. After this January incident, Eric and Dylan were put into a juvenile diversion program and prescribed SSRI drugs known to cause homicidal ideation. During this time, Eric Harris was making online death threats and bomb threats. Local police were aware of this and drafted a search warrant affidavit, but it was ignored. Eric and Dylan threatened revenge for the January incident in their yearbook. They produced a school video about their plans and began openly collecting weapons, all of this while on probation, and nothing was done about it. During the shootings, the police stood outside the building and did nothing, while the sounds of automatic gunfire and explosions continued for hours. In official transcripts, there are over 100 witnesses who saw more than two shooters, and more than 40 witnesses who identified the same two men in their 30s, one balding and the other with a short military-style haircut. Several witnesses described the same adult male throwing a pipe bomb on the roof of the library, all of them certain that it wasn't Dylan or Eric. And all of this information pertaining to additional shooters has been redacted. The FBI agent in charge of the Columbine investigation had a son who recently attended the school, who shot a student film inside Columbine High 2 years before the shooting about a character wearing a trench coat shooting up the school. Dylan and Eric fantasized about hijacking an airplane and crashing it into a New York City skyscraper in 1999. Are these just strange coincidences or remnants of the Fed's MKUltra program? An honest investigation into any of the mass school shootings following Columbine will have the same signatures, such as families involved in the military-industrial complex, prescribed SSRIs and other psychotropic drugs, psychological care provided by the state, and associations with law enforcement prior to the shootings. Just like we saw with the retired federal agent in regular communication with the Buffalo gunman in a private Discord chat room. And in the recent Texas school shooting, how is the perpetrator able to afford nearly $5,000 of weaponry? And why did the police stand down while children were slaughtered? We are still allowed to question these things, but for how long? This evil will never stop until the truth is exposed. And unfortunately, most of us are too emotional to see things as they really are. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, Jay Dyer is on in 1 hour, a whole hour on Bilderberg 2022 meeting in D.C. secretly right now. Exclusive info on that. But first, our big guest coming up straight ahead.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out of the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I could not think of a better guest to get on with what's currently happening. Jenna Ellis is a constitutional lawyer, attorney, and served as senior legal advisor to President Trump on his campaign, and so much more. And she was the chairwoman of the Election Integrity Alliance, special counsel for Thomas More Society and Newsmax contributor. She's also an author of Legal Basis for the Moral Constitution. And she joins us now, the Jenna Ellis Show.com at Jenna Ellis ESQ on all social platforms. So much to talk about with the midterms, 158 days. With the Russiagate thing being proven to be a hoax. Hell, we knew that ourselves because they blame me for being a Russian agent. I have no connection to the Russians. The attack on free speech, the whole LGBTP attack on children, the big Supreme Court decisions coming up, Biden attacking the Second Amendment, and so much more. So, Jenna Ellis, thank you so much for coming on with us. Great to see you here. I feel like I know you. I watch you so much on television and watch your show. Where do you want to start now at this Friday, June 3rd broadcast?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Alex, for having me on, and I'm a huge fan of yours as well, and we have to stay together to be truth tellers, and I think that's where we have to start, is fundamentally the truth, because all of these things have one thing in common, that the government and the Democrats continue to try to infringe upon our constitutionally protected rights. When Joe Biden said last night that the Constitution and the Second Amendment is not absolute, he has no idea what he's talking about, because even if we repealed the Second Amendment today, well, guess what? God himself gave us the right to self-defense and the right to keep and bear arms. And our Declaration and our government recognizes that those rights come from God, our creator, not our government. And so it would be meaningless. But the Democrats continue to try to push their leftist Marxist agenda. And we have to continue to stand firm and speak truth.
How would you describe the Democratic Party right now? They seem desperate. All the polls are historically against them. I mean, how would you describe their position right now? Because I see it as desperate, which makes it even more dangerous.
I think desperate, but also confident in a very dangerous way, because we have seen through the 2020 election, we've seen what they are trying to accomplish through the World Economic Forum and so many other ways that they don't care about the voters in America. They think they are entitled to power. And so I don't think they care what the polls show. I don't think they care what the voters are saying. They don't care what the evidence shows. They just want to continue to win at any cost because they believe that they're entitled to power, and that's what makes them dangerous.
Well, that does make them dangerous because they hid Biden on the campaign trail because they knew they were about to steal the election. And now they don't care how low the polls go. What is their ace card up the sleeve? Is it another 2,000 mules, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think that they're going to definitely run on this whole abortion issue and Dobbs being overturned and also the Second Amendment and gun control. But that has failed for them in the past in the sense that we're all seeing through this now. My generation and Gen Z is the most pro-life generation because we understand the truth that abortion is a medical intervention that's specifically designed to cause the death of a child. We know and we're seeing from ultrasound. I mean, follow the science, right? Follow the science that shows that life begins at conception. So that's going to fail for them. Gun control is going to fail for them because we, thankfully now, through the course of the COVID pandemic, have seen how the petty tyrants can very quickly, arbitrarily, and easily take away our rights so incredibly quickly that we are not as a country going to be disarmed. We are not as a country going to just trust the health advisors. We're not going to trust the government. So the only thing that they have left is to cheat. And interestingly, yesterday, a mule from Arizona actually pled guilty. And this is showing that even more indictments are coming. And while the leftists are just saying, well, this was only a couple of ballots, it's not outcome determinative, it's not widespread proof, the question we need to ask is, how many more were there, and why don't you care? Everyone has to care about election integrity.
Well, we have all the compilations of Democrats talking about election fraud, how the machines don't work, and all the rest of it before, but as soon as this happens to Trump, oh, now it doesn't exist. You're not supposed to question it, but we also have this new Homeland Security report out saying that the Dominion machines in 17 states have major holes in them.
Yeah, and you know what's fascinating to me about this is we had a report in Texas from, I believe it was around 2016, 2018, so well before the 2020 election, that questioned the security measures of these machines. And so the fact that Texas didn't allow implementation by their attorney general report, now if we even ask questions about the machines, if we ask questions about the ballots, if we ask questions about the outcome of the election, well, you're an insurrectionist. You know, you are a traitor. You are a fraudster. I mean, they're trying to take away my bar license as a lawyer simply because I was willing to advocate for President Trump and to put forward my client's claims and to say we are willing to ask questions. And so the fact that the left is trying so hard to suppress the truth of what happened in 2020 and the truth of the danger of all of these lack of security measures across the country just shows that they have something to hide.
I would imagine you've seen 2,000 mules, but for me it's extremely compelling evidence of how they did it.
Absolutely. And I was actually there in Mar-a-Lago with my good friend Dinesh D'Souza and President Trump and Rudy Giuliani and others for the premiere of this movie. And, you know, it was, to me, it just showed what we knew all along, that this was a coordinated effort and that you saw all of these people who were caught on video based on this geo-tracking. There's no other reasonable explanation why someone at 2 and 4 a.m. would be going to 24 or multiple different ballot drop boxes in the middle of the night and that their geo-tracking location showed them there. So then you go and you get the video. And the left keeps saying, well, you know, there weren't some video on some things and how come, you know, you blurred out this has been a debunked myth. Well, they are never, ever willing to focus on any of the facts, any of the evidence. You know that I submitted over 9,000 pages of documents to the January 6th committee. Do you know how many reporters asked me about the substance of those documents that we had during the 2020 election? Absolutely zero.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing. The truth doesn't matter to them. They just act like they talk to you or myself so they can then make up what we supposedly said to them. Like they said, I called the committee and I called the FBI and I was going to come in and expose Trump. And it was just all completely made up in hundreds of newspapers. And I had thousands of calls and emails saying, why are you selling Trump out? I never talked to Trump during the election. He didn't send me to the Capitol to attack people, but they just lied in the news and said that I was going to come in and expose everything, all a giant fraud, just like RussiaGate, just like that's a fraud, they're RussiaGate, but then Hunter Biden, how they censored that, how they covered up the laptop and said that didn't exist.
Yeah, and that's all that they have are these lies, and they have the mainstream media that is the fourth estate, and they have the mainstream media that is willing to lie for them and to paint this false narrative. And so we don't even ever have a chance, other than on broadcasts like yours and all of these other platforms that are not legacy media, that's where we can truly get out the truth. And I think that's why your show is so successful, because people are recognizing that they can't trust the mainstream media telling them what to believe and that they are hiding things from them. them, and so they want to hear the truth, and they're having to go to alternative sources to actually hear the truth that aren't going to be censored and that won't be silenced. Because the truth tellers, and every single person watching this, you are a truth teller, and you can stand up in your sphere of influence, and you can make a difference, because what the legacy media has seen is that we won't be silenced, and we will go to alternative platforms because we are so willing to speak the truth, and we are willing to defend this country. I am proud to be an American because I love my country and I love what our founders gave to us, which is the truth of the recognition of the Declaration of Independence, that our rights come from God, our Creator, not Fauci, not Biden, not the government.
Jenna Ellis, former top lawyer for Trump, here with us. We're so blessed to have her. Clearly, they're planning new lockdowns, new viral scares. They've said they are. And new mail-in ballot initiatives are being announced in places like California. Disagree with me if you want, we come back. But it looks like that's what they're going to try here yet again. Will they get away with another stolen election?
Well, I hope not, and I think that a lot of people are going to make sure to stand up, and they're going to push for election integrity, and we'll talk about that definitely, because I don't think that the American people are going to stand for it. They didn't stand for it in 2020 either.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break. Come back with Jenna Ellis. Covered a whole bunch of big topics about the state of America and the world, censorship, and so much more. And what's President Trump planning to do? Little birdies tell me he is going to run again very, very soon in 2024. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show that Jenna Ellis Show.com is with us, and I want you to just have the floor for the rest of the hour because I could pick your brain all day, and I want to get into all these big issues. But first off, how is President Trump doing? We know he's the real president. A lot of sources I have to talk to him say he really is intending to run. He'll probably announce, obviously, right after the midterms because now national campaigns are a year and a half, 2 years. If so, what's your view on that, and what do you think the establishment's going to try to do, because they're trying to use, obviously, the whole January 6th hysteria as some type of pretext to preclude him from running, just like they did with Marjorie Taylor Greene and so many others. So, we don't want to steal an election, but we want to keep people from running, which is the same thing.
It is the same thing, and they're not going to keep President Trump from running, and I think that he will run, and I think he'll have a huge, huge support, and we see that through all of his rallies. He's doing great, and so, you know, I talk to him still frequently. I've seen him down in Mar-a-Lago a number of times recently, and he cares about this country, and, you know, my favorite moment every single rally is when he comes out on that stage to proud to be an American, and he is cheering along with, you know, 50,000 of his closest friends, and everyone else who is watching on TV, and that's exactly who he is in person as well. When you sit with him one-on-one, he talks so much about how he loves this country, he loves the Constitution, he loves that we have capitalism, he loves freedom. I mean, all of these things that we should cherish, and that's the reason that he left a very comfortable, posh life to actually take a step down. I mean, think about that. Throughout the course of our American history, only one person has actually taken a step down by saying, I'm going to go to the White House, and that's Donald Trump. And the only reason that he did that is because he loves this country so much, and he is a fighter. He's a fighter like you and me, and he is not going to stop fighting for this country. But you're right, Alex, because the establishment has never liked him. I saw with my own eyes the extent of the disgusting underbelly of the swamp when I was with him in D.C., and especially in the 2020 election. When you had Ronna McDaniel and you had the chief counsel, Justin Reimer, and you had all of these others in the RNC that literally were saying that what Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis are doing is a joke, and we need to just let all of this go because we fundraise more when a Democrat is in office. That is how low they think of our rights. That's how low they think of our country. And the RNC is now just DNC light. And so when that all came out, I actually left the Republican Party. I'm now a proud unaffiliated because I'm just an ultra MAGA American where I actually care about this country. And so I think the establishment is going to do everything that they can to convince or to discourage President Trump from running, but they know that this is his party, these are his people, and people like you and me are going to stand up and fight for this country.
And look, in hindsight, none of us are perfect. I know Trump's for real because I experienced the total demonization I got supporting him. I watched the whole power structure turn against him, and that's why the American people should still love him, despite the fact he's not perfect on every issue, but on so many issues like trade and borders and taxes and the UN, he has been dead on.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, it's no secret that I didn't support Trump going into the primary in 2016. I didn't know him. I knew him just, you know, from The Apprentice. And I thought, why would somebody like this be running for office? And then I was convinced after I heard him in person come to Colorado and speak, and I saw his dedication. I saw his passion in person. And after I supported him and I proudly voted for him in 2016, I was so grateful to see that we had someone who was not a politician, who would just stand up and do the things that our government should do, which is to give power back to the people. And that's why they hate him. When he went and spoke at Davos to the World Economic Forum in 2017, he became public enemy number one to people like George Soros, to Klaus Schwab, to all of these other leftists, and even members of the Republican Party like the Dan Crenshaws of the world. And so President Trump is absolutely a fighter, and I think it's actually a good thing that we can change our mind when we have more information. I wish that there were more people who could say, you know what, I was convinced one way, but then I looked at the facts, I looked at the evidence, I heard rational argument, and I changed my mind. Because we don't change our principles. We know that we are adherents faithfully to the U.S. Constitution, to the rule of law, to God and country. But when we get more information on a particular candidate like Donald Trump, then of course we can change our minds. But that's what the establishment doesn't want us to do. They want to continue to vilify him. They want to continue to vilify people like Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, who's running for governor. I'm helping with his campaign. They're trying to call him an insurrectionist. And the GOP, right before his primary, in the week before, they all tried to band together to try to cast him as the Trump-supported insurrectionist. But he won with nearly 45% of the vote because the people in Pennsylvania have said, we have had enough. And I think they reflect what everyone else in America feels. And we're going to see that in 2022 and in 2024.
Jenna Ellis, knowing the Democrats and how they operate, how do they get rid of Biden? What are they going to do? I mean, he's gone from a complete embarrassment to a spectacular disaster. They're already, it looks like, laying the framework for some way to discredit him, but he's their guy. Then we just get Kamala Harris or somebody else. But I think we have a duty to go for impeachment, even if we can't get it passed right now, just to change the subject from January 6th and their other distractions onto what he's done. Open borders, gun control, devaluing the currency, cutting off the pipelines. What's your view on how we should go after the Democrats here in the midterms and beyond?
I heard your argument for impeachment, and you're absolutely right, because Congress does have a duty when a president who is a sitting president is willfully ignoring the Constitution and openly, blatantly saying, I'm ignoring the rule of law, like what he did for all of the COVID pandemic and the tyranny and all the topics you just mentioned. Congress has a duty then to remove him from office. And everyone says, well, we don't like Kamala. The Democrats tried really hard to make her happen. She's a total embarrassment. But we have to deal with that in the next step. The first step is to say that Joe Biden not only is incompetent, and the 25th Amendment should absolutely come into play if his cabinet was serious about this country, but Congress absolutely has a duty to impeach, not as retaliation for President Trump, but because of what Joe Biden himself has willfully ignored in our highest law of the land. If we don't hold our highest chief executive accountable, then, of course, Congress will get away with everything else. So absolutely, we need to impeach him.
What rabbits do you think the Biden controllers, I guess Obama's third administration, have up their sleeve? Because all the evidence shows they're doomed. Not just a political landslide, a political realignment is undoubted by all the analysts. I agree with them. What's your gut tell you they're going to do, Jenna?
I think they're going to change the narrative, and how they're going to do that could be in a multitude of different ways, like what we saw in 2020. Heading into 2020, we had the greatest economy. You know, President Trump was so well-loved. I mean, it was just a foregone conclusion he was going to win re-election. And then they had the COVID narrative, and they promoted fear. And so I think fear has worked for them. And so just like a football coach, if you run the play and the play works, you continue running the play. So I think they're going to change the narrative close to the midterms, and then again in November of 2024, and they're going to use it by fear so that they can convince the low-information Americans to turn over more and more control to the government. Because if it worked for COVID, and you still see people with masks, you still see people getting the booster. I mean, I heard that California is going to reinstitute a mask mandate. Are you kidding me? But if that works, they're going to continue to run that play.
And that's right. Exactly. So you're saying, like Roger Stone said this morning on American Journal, they're planning to run the germ fear straight ahead. We'll be right back.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I've been on air 28 years. And I've never lived in such an exciting and, quite frankly, dangerous time. We are in the danger zone right now. powerful corporate anti-free market monopoly forces using leftists for control, allied with communist China, drug cartels, Hollywood, you name it, are making their move on humanity because they're weak and because they know we have awoken. And they are in pure culture war right now. We have Trump's former chief legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, the JennaEllisShow.com. You also want to get into the attack on the Second Amendment and the whole LGBT attack on our children. Give us your view on that.
Yeah, well, let's start with the Second Amendment because, you know, the left likes to trot this out whenever there is a narrative or a story or a tragedy like what unfolded in Texas a couple of weeks ago and somehow then blame the object instead of the perpetrator. And so you have to wonder, why didn't they call for more minivan and SUV controls after what happened in Waukesha? Well, because that doesn't fit their narrative. And so instead of looking at why are we raising a generation of young men who so devalue human life that they are willing to go into a school and shoot up a school, and how did we get to this point? Instead of addressing the fundamental worldview problem and the fact that they are so rejecting God and rejecting the image of God in people, of course, the left goes after the guns because that's the only way, if they take away our guns, they can get to their control and domination of society faster. So we need to push back on this. And I wrote a piece, probably it was back in 2018 for The Federalist. You can still see it online. And it talks about, for The Federalist, why our Second Amendment rights are not just about guns. It's about human rights. Because if our government is able to have all of us be guilty based on a few individuals' actions, presumptively guilty, and say, well, everyone has to have their Second Amendment protected rights taken away because of the few, then what else can the government not preemptively say, well, you may speak something we don't like. We're going to take away free speech. You may worship in a way we don't agree with. You don't have free exercise of religion. You may associate with somebody like Alex Jones that we don't like. So we're going to take away your right to free association. So that's what they do, is presumptively say that everyone is guilty based on the narrative of a few. And we have to push back on that and say, no, the government can never tell me I'm guilty of anything presumptively before I actually go and perpetrate a crime. And even then, they have to convince a jury of my peers that I'm guilty beyond any and all reasonable doubt. And only at that point can they then impose a punishment or a criminal consequence.
You're talking about pre-crime. We're not supposed to have pre-crime in a free country.
Yes. 100%. And we can't ever have that, because if we allow the government to say a class of people is guilty, or even these red flag laws, like, oh, you are showing markers. You know, I'm all for signs of, you know, mental health issues, of getting people treatment that they need, but those are all voluntary things. That's not the government coming in and saying you resemble and have certain markers or certain affiliations, like maybe you wear a red MAGA hat, so now we're going to say that you are more likely to commit an offense than someone else, and then take away your rights on a presumptive basis. We never do that in this country. We never can, because of the way that our Constitution is designed, and we actually have due process. And due process matters to this country so much more than the left is giving it credit for, on purpose, because they just want control.
Well, that's right. Jenna Ellis, again, a former chief legal advisor to President Trump, talk show host, here with us today. Speaking of that, not just due process, not just presumption of innocence, what about separation of powers? This just broke in the last 5 minutes. Former Trump advisor charged with contempt for defying January 6th subpoena. I've sued to block one of their subpoenas. Not that they need to hide. It's not their business. Prosecutors have indicted Mr. Navarro, 72, saying he failed to appear for a deposition or provide documents to congressional investigators in response to subpoenas issued by the Federal House Committee on February 9th. The indictment charges him with two counts of contempt. These carry a maximum sentence of a year in prison, as well as a fine up to $100,000. So he has been indicted by the political witch hunt, the not even properly constituted committee. I know you've been a target of this, so have I. Where do you expect this classical witch hunt to go?
Well, they're going to continue to try to pursue this witch hunt until they see it going the way of the Russia hoax and the Mueller investigation, that finally no one cared and they saw it for the hoax that it was. And so now they're saying that they're going to start these public hearings in just a few weeks or a few days, and they're going to try to make this, again, a giant narrative that is completely and utterly false. And the only reason that they keep using this term insurrection is because they're trying to tie it to the 14th Amendment, and they're trying to say that we're going to remove from office and also say that they're not qualified for re-election, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Madison Cawthorn, Doug Mastriano.
It's about blocking Trump from being able to run.
Absolutely. And that's, if they get one success in that, then they're going to call Trump an insurrectionist and say, hey, you can't run. They have tried in every way to stop him, and they're manipulating and bastardizing the Constitution and its text in order to try to stop Trump. They will stop at nothing.
Well, I know you can get hit with contempt of Congress. You're a lawyer. I'm not, but I've researched to tell them I'm wrong. If you just don't show up, that's why I took the Fifth. Not that I had anything to hide, but I knew they would twist whatever I said with a perjury trap or have some witness saying it was something else. I didn't talk to Trump. Nobody planned violence. We had a bunch of rallies in the months before. We had a rally on the Fifth. We were simply there to protest the election and say we wanted a 10-day congressional investigation that the Democrats had tried to have just 4 years before. And then the fact to learn they have these racketeering and anti-terror and sedition investigations going on for even myself and Roger Stone and people that were just putting on peaceful protest, they're now trying to outlaw the First Amendment. This is so dangerous.
It is. And you were, in my opinion, you were very smart to go and plead the Fifth and sit there, because giving them the ability to pursue contempt of Congress charges and contempt of whether or not the subpoena was valid, and I don't think that it is a properly constituted committee. I think you're right about that. But the fact that they've issued the subpoena, go sit, plead the Fifth, and then they can't have an easy win. So for people like Navarro, for people like Mark Meadows and others who now have these contempt charges, then they're going to have to mount a defense, and it just gives the left another easy win instead of saying, we know you're political theater. Fine, I'll show up, but I'm not giving you anything because I have nothing to hide. And in fact, the Supreme Court even wrote an opinion saying that the Fifth Amendment specifically protects people who are victims of malicious prosecutions and political prosecutions as
well. That's right.
And that's
a famous ruling. I forget the name. You probably know it. But it's not just for self-incrimination. It's if you know there's a witch hunt and you know they're setting you up, you have a right to not talk.
Exactly. And that's why the Supreme Court has said due process matters. So I think you were very wise in that. And, you know, they're just going to continue this. But the good thing is that everyone sees through this. And it's only the idiots like the Liz Cheneys, who are the rhino Republicans, who hate Trump, and everyone who hates Trump, who is still thinking that this can even survive.
Oh, they've done, as you know, they've done national polls. 90% care about the inflation. And then that's basically it. Another 40% about the borders, depending on the poll. No, January 6th doesn't even show up. It's not even a concern.
Yeah, nobody cares because they know that it's the next political theater, and they're sick and tired of spending taxpayer dollars on this and sending, you know, $40 billion to Ukraine when we don't even have baby formula. We're paying $8 in gas prices, and we don't have truckers for the supply chain because they've been fired because of the COVID mandates. I mean, all of these things are what government should be addressing. No one cares about their little, you know, primetime media hits so that they can put forward their political theater for January 6th. And no one should care about that.
That's right. And still we've got hundreds of people, some of which weren't even violent, still held in those gulags. We come back, I want to talk about the rest of the left's agenda and how you predict it's going to unfold and how we beat it with our special guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, TheJennaEllisShow.com. Stay with us. TheJennaEllisShow.com. She kicks ass every day.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Expert on the New World Order. You think I know a lot of stuff? He knows even more. Their own documents, their own legislation, their own books, their own white papers. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour out of the War Room with Owen Schroyer today at 3 p.m. Central here in about 70 minutes from now. Well, Jenna Lynn Ellis, the JennaEllisShow.com, is a former senior legal advisor to President Trump, and we really appreciate her joining us here today. We got 10 minutes left in this segment, and I've got so many topics I want to raise, but I want to ask you what else you want to impart to this audience, and obviously we need to get into the whole LGBTQP movement and where you see that going.
Yeah, that is just a disaster for our children. And when you look at the leftists and these educators who are saying that children as young as four need to have sexual therapy because they need to understand the LGBTQ movement, it just shows that they are on purpose trying to program our children away from the truth that they know just because they are human beings made in the image of God and understand reality as it's presented to them. Kids as young as four, kids as young, even as, you know, 8 and 9, they understand that there's boys and there's girls. They understand that. But it's the programming from the left that is trying to purposefully indoctrinate kids. And the one thing I would say to parents, if your child knows more about the worldview of Mickey Mouse than he does about the worldview of Jesus Christ in the Bible, that is on parents. That is on the church. It doesn't matter what these woke corporations are doing. If you can make sure that you are raising your child and training him or her up in the way he should go, because like what Proverbs says, when he's older, they will not depart from it. And so we can push back against all of these woke corporations. We can talk about policy, but everything starts in the home, and parents need to take more responsibility for raising the next generation. The children do not belong to government or to community. That's what the left is trying to do. So we have to fight back hard for parental rights as well.
Well, listen, if I'm at the park and some 40-year-old dude comes over along with my wife and children and my 5-year-old daughter and says, I want to talk to your daughter about sex, we're going to call the police or he's going to get his ass kicked. They have wedded their sex cult, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual, to their political movement and are demanding access to our children. It's outrageous. It's so ridiculous.
It's disgusting and it's vile, and we have to stand up firmly and say no. And this is the flip side of free speech, because the First Amendment does protect my right to speak what I believe, but it also protects my right to not speak what I don't believe. And that's incredibly important, because the government is trying to compel you and me to participate in their lie and their narratives and affirm, you know, these transgender swimmers like Leah Thomas and to say that he's a girl. He's not. He's a he. And we can say that, and we should continue to say that. And I don't care if I get canceled. I don't care if I'm called all kinds of names. I will speak the truth, and I will never, ever allow my government to tell me what I can or cannot say or what I have to say.
I don't ever talk to Trump. I know Roger Stone talks to him. We have a few conversations. I'm sure you still talk to Trump. And again, I only bring this up because it's got a lot of our listeners upset. I know the process of what happened. And I understand he meant well, but I even know Don Jr., you know, talked to him about it a few months ago when he was still pushing the shots. They were holding the country hostage. They said, sir, we won't have a shot for 2 years. And then, but they even had this plan to get it done quicker. He wanted to get the country out of the hostage control it was in, knowing it was causing mass suicide, depression, and economic collapse and death in the third world. And so he went with warp speed. And I think if Trump explains that to people, he'll be fine, but I think DeSantis is pulled ahead of him with most people I talk to, and I like DeSantis as well, because DeSantis has been more vocal against the vaccine tyranny. And I see that Trump doesn't want to be hypocritical, but he's not hypocritical. Just because the system tells him one thing and he does one thing doesn't mean he can't double back then or circle around, as Psaki says, and say, hey, I was misled to a certain extent. So I think the one big problem Trump's got is the whole vaccine situation. What's your view on that?
I think he needs to be perfectly clear that he has never, ever advocated for compulsory vaccines. He wanted that as an option. And more options are fine. Some people I know...
And he's opposed giving it to kids. Absolutely. But people don't hear that. They just... Yeah.
They don't. But that's what he has to make clear, is that it was always just an option. And hey, the left is for pro-choice, right? And that should be in genuine matters of healthcare, not abortions, but genuine matters of healthcare. We should have choices, and that should be a consult with us and our doctor. That's all that he's promoting. And the thing that I find dangerous about DeSantis, I love what he's done for the state of Florida, but I'm very, very concerned that he's overstepping his executive boundaries by just trying to go after woke corporations in retaliation. And will he continue to overstep the Constitution in ways that the left is doing? Just because we like the outcome as conservatives doesn't make that okay, and it sets a very dangerous precedent. And President Trump has always stayed within the margins of the Constitution. He loves this country, and he loves the limited limited powers of government. That's why during the whole pandemic, he said, I'm giving this to the states. I'll provide resources, information, and support, but this is a state and local matter. And that was wise. That was constitutional. And so I trust President Trump a lot more than I trust Ron DeSantis right now in terms of staying within the margins of the Constitution.
Well, I know this. I got a little suspicious of DeSantis, and I'm not attacking DeSantis because his fruits are really good right now. But people like Bill Maher saying 2 years ago, you know, right before he even got it, we like DeSantis. With Yale and all that, there seems like something going on there. Maybe he's breaking with them, but certainly parts of the establishment really like DeSantis for some reason.
Yeah, and that is concerning because we have to know who would he bring in to staff the White House, where are his allegiances, what does he think of the RNC, and those are all very valid questions, and we saw that especially in the 2016 election, and we saw that, you know, frankly, I think that with President Trump's next term, assuming he gets one, and I would definitely be a fan of that, that he's going to change a lot of the staffing issues and not trust the RNC as much to staff and put people, you know, like the Reince Priebuses and, you know, some of these people in-house that are so swampy. He's consistently said he has to drain the swamp. We don't know Ron DeSantis' position on that. So I love a lot of what Ron DeSantis is doing. I think if we didn't have the free state of Florida, we would be in a very different position.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think he's the example of what other governors, like in Texas, should be like. I love DeSantis. I don't want to – I'm just not going to be in a cult for Trump or DeSantis or anybody. I want to look at Trump's got an issue here. DeSantis has got an issue there. We should get it all on the table. In closing, absolutely, without you giving it out any inside baseball – obviously, I've talked to Roger Stone. I've talked to a few others that have had long meetings with Trump. When he first got the election stolen, he wasn't going to run. He said he was done. But when he saw the country being screwed over by Biden, he said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I know he told sources of mine in the last few months, no, I'm running 100%. It's done. He's pretty much said so in public. But can you elaborate without giving out any internal info? I mean, you're saying he is running.
I'm saying he's a fighter, and I believe that he will run. Yes, I think he's running, and I think that he is rallying to that effect and saying, you know, hey, we're going to take back Washington. We're going to take back the White House. He is saying that without saying it because he's focused on the midterms right now, and I think we will see a Donald Trump come back in 2024, and I'm ready for it. But like you, I will still criticize the things that I don't like about any leader. We should not be members of a cult. We should be in favor of people like Donald Trump who are willing to stand firm for this country, and we should support him because even though while he's not perfect, he is so fantastic. He has been the best president of my lifetime, and I love and support him still.
Perfectly said. Yeah, the only cult I'm in, as the left calls, is Christianity, and that means the real God of the Bible. That's the only king I've got is King Jesus. Jenna Ellis, very impressive. Thank you for coming on. JennaEllisShow.com. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a huge fan, and so is my boyfriend, Mike. I know he wants me to say hi to you, so thanks so much for having me on.
Anytime you want to come to Austin, you and your boyfriend, please come. Let's come in studio.
Will do. Let's do it. Thanks so much.
We'll buy the tickets. Thank you. All right, folks, we're out of time. Jay Dyer is about to take over. Speaking of exposing tyranny, ladies and gentlemen, we have 2,000 Mules on DVD, so it can't be censored, so you can show it to friends, neighbors, strangers, your church, your work. We have, with all the extras that's on the DVD, and COVID Land, The Shot, part three together, 30% off, or buy them individually at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the profit we make funds this operation. So support the next Susan. Support what we're doing and keep exposing the fraud, the 2020 election, because that's the new scam they're about to run in 158 days. This film is so critical. 2,000 Mules with COVID Land, 30% off or by themselves. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've only got like 1,900 coins left of the Second Amendment third and final founder coin. Everybody that gets the coin, give us your email. You'll get special deals, films, a bunch of exclusive stuff as a founding member. We're going to launch a bunch of stuff. You're going to wish you had the coin. I only wish we'd have made more of the coins, but this is it. It's the third round, 10,000 of these, 30,000 coins total. When it's gone, it's gone. Get yours at 1776coin.com. Believe me, you're going to wish you had the coin. 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com or a big link, topinfowarsstore.com. Jay Dyer takes over from Bilderberg.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.